Hey, this is Carrie Peters.
And Stacey Morgenstern.
And welcome to Better Than Ever, a Health Coach Institute podcast.
Where we're here to question how we do life because the normal rules no longer apply.
Hello, Better Than Ever podcasters. Hannah Duncan here with another feature from our 10K in 10 Weeks finalist. This week, we are featuring mental health therapist and emotional eating coach Gina Watkins. Now, if you don't know what the 10K in 10 Weeks challenge is, I would suggest you check out the last episode to get the lowdown on what this amazing community challenge is. If you are familiar with it, enjoy this incredible speech from our HCI Live stage.
So 7 years ago, on May 13th, 2011, my wife and I were in a big parking lot. We were trying to fit in these two big suitcases and a big pink plastic princess kitchen into the back of my Honda CR-V. And we attempted to appear calm and confident as we buckled in an almost four-year-old girl and her seven-month-old brother into their brand new car seats. And we said goodbye to the foster parents who at this time had provided a refuge for 98 medically fragile foster children. And we headed home to be parents for the very first time. And we felt nervous, we were really nervous, but we were ready to be parents, we felt ready for this journey and excited to start a beautiful little family of our own. And we knew that it would be challenging, of course, but we're both mental health therapists, and we thought, we got this. We thought that we had some special knowledge or advantage to adopting kids with a history of trauma. Well, things looked a little bit different than we had imagined. My daughter, who had fallen through the cracks of the system for 4 years, was having about 8 screaming, meltdown, heart-wrenching, kind of out-of-her-body tantrums a day. And my son, who had been severely neglected for the first 4 months of his life, he was barely held, he was barely fed, and he was just really anxious, very anxious. He was hard to nurture and he was hard to soothe. And I can count on one hand how many times he was able to fall asleep in my arms. So being their mom did not come easy to me. I didn't know what I was doing. I didn't know these children or what they needed. I didn't know how to soothe them or attach to them. I really didn't know if I could love them the way that they needed me to. And I became so lost in the chaos of what my life was now that I didn't even really realize it, but I was becoming really depressed and angry and resentful, which sent me into a cycle of just creating more of the same and also creating a lot of guilt and shame. And these kids were already programmed to believe that they could not depend on their caregiver, and here I was reinforcing this belief. There were times that I honestly felt that they would be better off without me. So when I found HCI, I was in a crisis mode. I was in pain and in this constant state of stress, and I was full of doubt about being a parent, about my marriage, about my career, and HCI offered me a lifeline. It gave me the permission that I needed to take care of myself again, to focus on my health and my happiness and my purpose, and not only believe that I could create these changes in my life, but believe that I was worth it. In my experience throughout HCI and learning TCM, it truly was transformational. And I realized that my foundation, my core, my heart were in this trance of unworthiness and fear. And I needed to learn how to let go of these old stories and these old beliefs that were limiting me and really keeping me stuck in this place of suffering. So I could get access to this place inside of me of self-love and compassion and kindness. Because this is the place that I want to parent from. This is the place that I want to be in relationship from. And this is the place that I want to serve my clients from. There's an epidemic of pain and suffering out in the world, and people want more for themselves, but they get stuck and they get scared and they get complacent. And through our programs and services and the work of TCM, we get to help others see that their challenges really are their greatest gifts. And we get to help them and guide them to reconnect with their true selves, and instead of just surviving or existing, they create what they really want to experience in their lives. And we empower them to show up for their children and their families and in their communities in this truly authentic and powerful way. We get to bring our energy and our hope and our own unique experiences and expertise to the table and help change, if not save lives. It might not always seem like a life or death matter, but for the people that we're helping, it might feel that way. It did for me. And in my work as a therapist and a coach, remembering my story is so important and valuable because my journey through my own healing has made me more powerful in my role as a healer. I wholeheartedly believe that moving out of this place of feeling broken and lost is totally possible. And many of my clients and many of yours are coming to us in some sort of crisis mode. And they're asking for a lifeline. And we can offer it to them and give them that space or that permission to break free from their own trance so that they can start their journey to heal and experience themselves in a whole new way. It's amazing how much has shifted for me since May of 2016 when I said yes to HCI and I said yes to myself. My health, my family, my business would not be where they are now without being a part of this amazing community and showing up and leaning in and making lots of mistakes and being super vulnerable and really creating these beautiful relationships with people who inspire me and challenge me and call me out when I need it. And then I continue to move forward as mindfully as I can that's in alignment with my heart. And as challenging as my journey has been, and it continues to be, I know that this is what gives me the depth and the courage to help other parents who feel lost and overwhelmed. And our children need us to be able to love them unconditionally and model strength and compassion and connect with them on this conscious level. And we cannot do that authentically unless we do the work to access and connect to those parts of ourselves. So obstacles in life are inevitable, but how we move through them is determined by our inner strength and capacity to love and accept ourselves. And if we can offer a safe space for someone to face their fears and find their strength and step up in their family or community, the impact has a ripple effect beyond what we can see. We all have our own unique visions for our businesses, but something we all have in common is that we have a story that inspires our passion to help transform their lives. And you're here to help people transform their lives. And you're here to make an impact in the world, so please don't underestimate the power of your experience. And through your challenges and your vulnerability and your growth, your journey brought you here, and your people are out there waiting for you. They're waiting for you to guide them through theirs. Thank you.
We will be hearing from Gina shortly, but before we do, I wanted to share a special message from HCI Success Coach Joe Johnson about an exciting opportunity called HCI's Gentlemen of the Revolution.
Gentlemen of the Revolution. So we are collecting all of the men within all of HCI, basically. So we're all gathering together. We have a private Facebook group that we're going to be doing a lot of fun stuff in there. And we're really excited just to support each other, you know, to all support each other and to talk about what it means to be a man as a health coach. My intention and commitment is that all, you know, the men within our community are really successful. You know, they're successful, they're living the lives they want to be living, whether that's having a health coaching practice and having clients, or just being a better father and husband, whatever their purpose is to complete on this world, for all of them to be successful and happy in doing that. We can do more, I think, together than we can alone. So really just banding together, as we're all moving forward on this journey and supporting each other as we, you know, climb to the next level.
Thank you, Joe. And if you are interested in joining the group, please go to Facebook and search HCI's Gentlemen of the Revolution to join today. We've heard Gina Watkins' incredible story on stage. Let's get to know her a little bit. Thank you for joining us on the Better Than Ever podcast. Gina, what made you decide to become a health coach?
Well, I have been a mental health therapist for about 15 years, and I really was in this place where I wanted to step up my game in, you know, my service to my clients and just learn some different kind of skills. And so I was searching for kind of nutrition, and I'm really, I very much believe in this mind-body connection and how our physical health really impacts our mental and emotional, and mental emotional, you know, impacts our physical health. So that was what really drew me to becoming a health coach, to add that into being able to help my clients.
So why was it important for you this time to join the 10K challenge?
I had joined it six months ago. It was over the summer, and I did not make the 10K. And this time I was a little bit discouraged, but I think I just wanted to, I was in this place where I really wanted to step up and create my business the way that I really saw.
What do you think was different about this time for you? What challenges did you face that first time that you were sort of able to overcome this time?
This time I wanted to, I just felt like I really believed in myself more than I did the previous 10K. I think in the previous 10K, I don't think I imagined myself even making it. I just joined because I wanted to be a part of it. But this time I just felt different, and I was in a different part of the HMBA program, and I was working, I had more clients that I was working with. And I also, the community that I created, I just felt a lot more supported and was able to push forward a little bit more. So I really wanted to create the business that I saw myself in, and wanted to create, you know, the life outside of my business as well. And so that was really motivating to me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you talked, in your speech, you talked a lot about your kiddos and the journey that they've been through, and, you know, what is it like now to be like, hey, like be able to show your kids you up on stage doing something like this and accomplishing and surpassing your goals? I mean, how does that feel as a mom?
It feels great. And it it feels like I'll have something, you know, that they, I don't quite know if they know what's going on for me, of course, because they're young. But for them to see that that we can step out of our comfort zone and step out of our box and do things that scare us and do things that are hard, right? And that that also that I believe in myself, and or I'm on a journey of that, of creating you know, my business and creating the life that I want to live, and that anything is really possible for them as well. So just role modeling that for them. And like I said in my speech, the more that I do my work, the more I'm able to show that to them as well. Like, you know, do the deeper work on myself, the more that they're going to have access to that themselves. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. So, you know, what do you have anything that you would say to a coach that maybe would inspire their journey?
Well, I think that a lot of coaches, and I did as well, had a hard time kind of figuring out like the why? I mean, I knew that, I think a lot of people know that they want to help people, but maybe not how they want to help people or know their niche. And so we get so caught up in maybe what other people are doing and comparing yourself to other people that it's really about where you're coming from and what your story is and really looking at the pain in your life or the pain or, you know, and what you've come through, like your journey and your growth and how that, and really looking at how that can impact your work and how you can impact other people and help them create change.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's think about, you know, right before you went on stage, like what was going through your mind? Like you're about to step in front of like 800 people. No big deal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was such a buildup for the last 3 or 4 weeks or whenever the winners were announced. And I had a real transformation from when they announced our names to today. And I was like, couldn't even think about getting up on stage. That's just not, that's not my comfort zone. And so just writing my speech and actually writing my speech helped me dig a little bit deeper into why I'm even a coach. And so as we moved closer to the date, just practicing it and getting a lot of support from my peers and from other coaches and my family really just helped me feel more comfortable around it. And so today, before I got up on stage, I think all of us together were, you know, collectively nervous, but very much supportive of each other. And it just, and of course, the audience is like the best audience to get up in front of. So it actually, yes, I was nervous, but it actually felt really good.
Yeah. So you're feeling this love from the audience. I mean, Were you experiencing that while you were up there? Like you were like, did you feel comfortable or were you like, oh my gosh, I'm up here. I'm standing on stage.
Yeah. People told me I looked calm. I did not feel calm inside. I was on stage. I was talking and there's bright lights and there's different, there was some technical stuff for me. And so I just did my best. And yeah, I was scared. I was nervous, but it felt good to do it and to know that, you know, it's stepping outside of your comfort zone. There's no change in your comfort zone. So being able to have that experience is pretty amazing.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So, what would you say to somebody who was in your position last time? You know, you tried to join the 10K challenge. You didn't hit 10K, but you still did it. And then here you are now. Like, what would you say to the person who this time around maybe didn't hit that 10K?
I think, you know, just keep moving forward. And the work that we do through TCM is really powerful. And the more that we do it and the more that we practice it, it's good, you know, for us, of course, but it is, you know, I mean, the work that we do for ourselves is what's going to help us create more clients. And so just to keep moving forward and to work on believing in themselves and work on maybe, you know, creating a niche or also really envisioning what they want their life to look like and, you know, and do their best and do what they can. I think that's just keep moving forward because there's no like specific timeline that they need to meet. I think that's the stressor, like, oh, I'm supposed to do this now, or this is where I'm supposed to be. And there's, you can feel that pressure. I think I did, you know, like I think making money and I'm supposed to be making this, I'm supposed to be doing this. So I've been doing this for this long, I should be here. And it puts a lot of pressure on yourself, which then I think creates a distance, right? A disconnect between you and the people that you want to serve. So, mm-hmm. So just trying to stay true to yourself and true to your mission and your passion and what you, what you want to create.
Yeah, absolutely. So in one word, would you imagine all the clients who will benefit from working with you? Think about that. And how does that make you feel?
All the clients that will benefit
from working? From the work that you do with them.
Yeah. I do feel that I'm here to make an impact and to help people move through, their own pain, their own suffering, their own challenges, and to make a better life for themselves. And it is really powerful to think about being able to do that, because then if they're happier and healthier and are able to, be more powerful in their life and do that with their family and in their community, it's not just one person, right? It spreads out. It has that ripple effect. And so it feels big, right? It feels like it's not just these few clients that I'm working with, right now, but the what they're going to be able to create in their lives and the people they're going to impact. And then as I move forward, it just feels really great. It feels really, it feels empowering, I guess, is the word that kind of comes to mind. It feels that to be a part of this change, right? Because there is so much need for that, to be able to empower other people to be happy and healthy just feels good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, you were amazing on stage. We can't thank you enough for, one, being part of our community and for sharing all that you shared with us today and, letting us know about your family and your journey. I mean, what an incredible story.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks for tuning in to Better Than Ever, a Health Coach Institute podcast. For more information on our programs, please go to www.healthcoachinstitute.com. Comment and share if you like what you hear.